Hello and welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm here with Gwen Flamberg.
Oh, hey guys.
Travis Cronin.
Oh, hello.
Sarah Huron.
Oh, hi.
And I'm Brody Brown. Thank you for joining us for another chapter of the hottest scoop of the week. We've got splits, we've got couplings, we've got scandal. We have a whole, oh my gosh, we have someone who might be in captivity and then freed, but she's resurfaced again. But let's dive into it. Before we do, I want us to again set some intentions. Wait, Gwen, you better finish that bag of Twinkies you're eating.
Gwen, put
the second Twinkie in your mouth.
It's a macro bar. It's a healthy, healthy snack.
Sure. Wait, so we are going to set celebrity intentions as we did our last episode because, you know, that's what one does for self-care, but not intentions for ourselves, but the intention for the celebrities. We want them to change if they can. Sarah, you go first.
Okay, so I don't know if you saw, but a few hours ago, Bella of Olivia Jade and Bella.
Oh my God, we're going to talk about this podcast, Sarah, but go ahead.
I just want to say that her Instagram is back, and I'm really happy she deactivated it. She lasted a whole week, stronger, more power to her, but she's back, and I want her to post, and I want Olivia to post, and I just want them to break the internet with, like, some, like, fierce posts, like, on a crew machine.
Ooh, like double middle fingers.
Yes.
That would be insane.
That's what I want.
That would be an actually good one that I'd like.
Okay, Travis, you please.
I have an intention for Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh.
Speaking of, guys, stay tuned for exclusive interview from Teddy Mellencamp
soon. The end of the podcast, we're going to talk to Teddy Mellencamp, accountability coach and star of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's here to spill some serious tea. But go ahead, Travis.
I think Teddy and my intentions for Lisa Vanderpump will be very similar because I need her to finally admit some wrongdoing ever in her life that's never happened in 8 seasons.
Literally.
I think I'm gonna get it. 9 seasons that she hasn't had accountability for anything. She needs an accountability buddy, and I think she needs.
Accountability buddy.
Not gonna be Teddy.
Are you taking that from somewhere? Is that Travis Cronin TM?
No, I didn't make that up.
Okay, well, I like that.
If there was the term accountability buddy, I'm surprised that Travis didn't call it like the upside down Flint Rebel Bubble Cake. Yeah. I don't know if you know this about Travis Cronin, but
I'm a big picture sort of guy.
He can't ever remember names of things.
Well, or people.
Mm-hmm.
More
people.
It's cute. It's part of his charm.
Is that your intention?
for Travis.
Travis is a celebrity.
I am going to set an intention for the same celebrity, quote, who I set an intention for in our last episode, Meghan Markle, Duchess Meghan, Duchess of Sussex. Have that freaking baby, dude. And have that baby in a way that we can all enjoy it. In the hospital, get on those steps. You're going to look better than Kate did like 3 hours after delivering. That should be motivation for you to go to the hospital and have the baby. And hopefully, I really hope you haven't had that baby and you're hiding it from us. Because if you have,
I'll never forgive her.
I'm never going to forgive you either.
Yeah, she should basically Instagram live the entire thing. Maybe IGTV and
I think that she should pull it up like a Kardashian. Yes.
Like Courtney.
Like Lion King.
It all goes
pull
full circle.
Pull it out and throw it up into the air. towards the moon.
And go on the roof of the hospital and be like, this is your kingdom.
Yes.
The kingdom of Sussex.
Yes. Oh, that would be cute.
He may be 7th in line for the throne or whatever he is.
I think he's like 12th.
I think he's like 12.
Why are we calling him a he? No, it's a
she.
It's a she?
Let's just call it a she.
Exclusive. No one told me.
Listen, pronouns, you guys. Yeah. We don't subscribe pronouns to anybody.
Don't get hung up in pronouns.
Okay, well, I didn't know if
this is,
right
as
word.
Travis tells me all the time.
Yes.
It's 2019, Gwen. Why do you have to put a label on it?
That's so beautiful, you
too. That was in response to my freak out about Richard Madden, just saying.
Oh, God. I love Richard Madden.
But Gwen,
you and I are dangerously alike because I too am setting an intention for the celebrity I last set an intention for, Nikki Bella.
Oh, she's talking about her sex
last
life.
Last time
again.
She was talking about John Cena, but now she's talking about poor Artem Chigvintsev. That was hard to say.
Is that how you say it?
Well, you say Cena wrong, so.
Okay, you know what? Get off my back, Sarah Huron.
Karen.
But before, whatever, words. Let's not be worried about the words and labels. But last time she was talking about John and how sad she'd be to see him move on. Now she's talking about Artem. Poor Artem, who she won't even commit to and say is her boyfriend. She called him an amazing cook on her podcast, and she said he's an amazing lover. I'm like, John Cena is out with this rando girl, Shay, from, we guess, from Canada.
For sure.
Quiet, trying to keep it on the DL. And Nikki is talking about how Artem is an amazing lover, and she's talking about sweatpants and like how they look on him, and can you imagine when I'm on top? I'm like, this, she's putting it all out there, yet she still won't call this guy her boyfriend. I'm not into it. Nikki, quote unquote, get it together, make it official, move on from John, and embrace Artem. You've got a great thing going there.
I say keep teasing us.
Oh, come on, Brad.
I'm the one who has to listen to the episodes of the Bella podcast. She needs to just start spilling.
Yeah. Come on, make it official. But let's move on to our first topic. Britney Spears. Where was Britney? Britney is back. Travis
she
and Sarah.
She can't stop posting.
So obviously, Britney Spears.
Double post today.
Weeks ago, we heard that Britney had checked herself into a facility. She was working on wellness. Obviously, 10 years ago, she had a really difficult situation. She was battling her mental health in a battle for her life. Her kids were involved. Now, you know, her dad has been sick. He was in the hospital. And she has checked herself into a facility to take care of herself. But then, Travis, there was a strange upswell from the fans. What was going on with this hashtag Free Britney campaign?
I mean, this is so wild. So, of course, during the 2007-2009 Britney Spears breakdown, when she was hospitalized, Britney's dad was labeled as her conservator. And
yes,
he had conservatorship over all of her estate, all of her decisions in life. She can't even get married. She can barely, you know, pay her own parking ticket without her dad's sign off.
Yeah.
So now that her dad is in the hospital, she is still under his conservatorship, but it's unsure what will happen to him, what mental state he's going to be in, if he's even going to, you know, survive this.
Yeah, he likely will from what we're hearing. But it's been very rough, and at times it looks like he might have died. He was going to die.
And so fans were sort of noticing that Britney's dad sort of was keeping her away from things, not letting her do things.
It
seemed like it. That's all speculative.
All very alleged and speculative.
There was a lot of alleged, and then it just like—
Well, and then the big one was Britney Graham. The people who started the Free Britney hashtag had a former employee of the record company. He was an RCA employee who called in. They played the voicemail, and he said that Britney's dad was keeping her from doing all of these things, trying to keep all of the money.
Like forced her
into the treatment facility, sort of like a 51-50, but not. So it was really that ex-employee who called into Britney Graham, which started all this Free Britney, and now the Countess Luann and Paris Hilton posted
Courtney
Free Britney.
Stodden.
Courtney Stodden as well. Oh, how could I forget?
Yeah.
And wow. Courtney Stodden did a sexy
There was like a protest where, of course she did. There was a protest where people were holding signs that said Free Britney.
Yeah,
but then Britney popped up on Instagram last night and she—
Well, she popped up on paparazzi photos.
She
first.
Did because she was at the montage with her very attractive boyfriend, Sam.
He is kind of, he looks a little bit like you, Brody.
Oh my God, Gwen, stop flirting. You are too kind. But Gwen, you do not look like Britney Spears because she appeared and she looked a little rough coming out of the montage. Mm-hmm. And then she did a video last night where she also looked maybe like she had just worked out. And she said, "Hi guys, just checking in with all of you who are concerned with me, about me. All is well. My family has been going through a lot of stress and anxiety lately, so I just needed time to deal. But don't worry, I'll be back very soon." The video was kind of blah, but the caption was insane. Where she
that clearly
said,
was not written by her.
No, this was like, was this written by Jamie Lynn? She said,
I love Jamie Lynn. She's the best.
But Britney wrote in the caption, "I wanted to say hi because things that are being said have just gotten out of control. Wow, there's rumors, death threats to my family and my team, and just so many things, crazy things being said. I'm trying to take a moment for myself, but everything that's been happening is just making it harder for me. Don't believe everything you read and hear. These fake emails everywhere were crafted by Sam Lufty years ago."
TBT.
Damn, Sam Lufty name check. I was like, you know he's like calling his lawyer and getting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I did not write them. He was pretending to be me and communicating with my team with a fake email address. My situation is unique, but I promise I'm doing what's best at this moment. Flower, flower, flower emoji. "You may not know this about me, but I am strong." We know you're strong.
Make it
honey.
Seem more like her
and
flower
stand
emoji.
Up for what I want.
We've listened to Stronger. We know you're stronger than yesterday. Yeah. "Your love and dedication is amazing, but what I need right now is a little bit of privacy to deal with all the hard things that life is throwing my way. If you could do that, I will be forever grateful. Love you all." And then she posted a workout video today.
Way more Britney post.
This one she definitely wrote.
This was like classic, like Britney. She wrote the caption, "Who knew stress would be a great 5-pound weight loss? Yay for me. Wink emoji, and it's one of those speeded up videos of her in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Travis, your thoughts?
The wink emojis are her telling us to get her out of there.
Oh,
it is a cry for help.
My God. She's a conspiracy theorist to the core.
When I saw the first post, I was really, it was clearly her same sort of like disheveled face, mm-hmm. you know, coming out of it. So you could see that it was from this week and not an old post, even though she has that shirt and has worn it in a lot of other Instagram posts. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was old beforehand.
Yeah. Lashes but her face, hanging by a thread.
Oh, absolutely.
She lashes, works out hard. She needs to get that body.
She does. But then when I saw the second post, it was the old Britney we know, and we just need one more mini dress fashion show to really solidify that she is okay.
Is what we're missing.
The Pretty
right
Little
now.
Thing Fashion Nova fashion show.
In a place in the house that we can recognize where it is and something that corroborates that it's actually in real time, taken mm-hmm. today, not from months ago.
But this is throwing Britney fans for a loop. Like, they don't even know what to think. It's
and
like she's
very
being trapped.
Divided because some Britney fans are calling this campaign very irresponsible to, like, speculate about someone's mental health. Yeah. And others are, you know, hosting protests because they believe it so hard. Yeah. So it's a very weird time.
Well, and it's tough because
them.
Her mom was liking comments about the Free Britney
but
movement.
But apparently her mom is always liking weird comments. Like,
it's true.
Someone
she
told
does
me that
like
she's always liking things that don't really make sense. So I just don't think she knows how to use Instagram. But who knows?
Or maybe she does.
Sorry.
I think
she
does. Send a message.
I don't know.
But we just don't know. But it seems like things are going in the right direction.
She needs to write another book that Lynn does. Lynn Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Probably not.
About the dad.
Not the best.
Did she write a book already?
Did she write a book about Jamie Lynn?
She wrote a book originally.
She did?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, yeah, she did.
There was a lot of stage moms that wrote books.
Dr. Morgan?
I don't know. We're all
Dr.
Morgan. Well, let's move on to...
I'm buzzing about Sam Lefty.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow, Sam Lefty. We haven't heard from you in so long, and you are actually... Bad news.
Yeah, since Amanda Bynes. We haven't heard from him since he tried to latch on to another
female. And then he also tried
star.
To latch on to Courtney Love. We heard about him since
then. Oh, I forgot
then.
About
yes.
that.
Yes. Then she was like, there was some weird lawsuit they were in, too.
I would just like to say, Through the Storm, The Real Story of Fame and Family by Lynn Spears is available for $3.89 on thriftbooks.com right
now. I'm sorry, who's a real Britney fan? That's right, I am, because I remember that Lynn Spears wrote a book.
Through the Storm.
Let's move on to Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman.
Our favorite.
College cheating scandal update. Travis,
Varsity Blues.
Whatever.
Blues,
no one's
never
playing at that.
On.
Travis, what's the latest we're hearing on Olivia Jade and Lori Loughlin's relationship?
It's surprisingly good news.
Shocking.
I'm literally so shook.
It is. I am so shook. And I have some more info to file later.
Oh.
Yes.
They're finally speaking again. Olivia and her mom. Olivia has sort of gotten over her brooding brat child sort of
shtick.
Has
she?
Oh my God,
has
rude.
She, though?
You know, in one way, Brody.
Okay.
She's taken one small step to sort of being an entitled brat who feels scorned by her parents getting her into this school. But she's talking to her mom again. They're speaking pretty often, and you know, they're working on their relationship and they're for each other. Olivia has, you know, a source tells us, forgiven her mom and her dad, and Olivia and Lori are on speaking terms again.
Someone probably told Olivia that this is like
a bad look.
Well, not just a bad look, but she's really going to be able to capitalize off of this.
No, let's get this YouTube video on Olivia Jade beauty right now.
I think Olivia Jade knows she can capitalize on this.
I'm sure she
her whole life, even since she was, I think, 14, was capitalizing on lots of things.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you, Gwen, forgiven Felicity Huffman?
For looking like crap.
Oh, man, that's unforgivable.
That court outfit and hair will never be forgiven.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm still just so disappointed.
Mm.
I think she was humbling herself for the judge to get less time, and that's why she looked so crappy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just disappointed in, like, how they've, like, you know, they just acted like horrible humans.
Yeah. Well, we have some new scoop to share on this podcast. We're hearing from a source that, you know, Lori has been taking her husband's advice, Massimo, and she still thinks she did nothing wrong, and that her husband presented this to her like it wasn't a legal thing that she was doing, and that she's sort of keeping her head out of all the media reports. She's trying not to pay attention to it, and people around Lori are now talking to her about how optimistic she is with her outlook because, you know, she and Massimo both pled not guilty. And people around her are trying to get her to understand that implications are real, even if she doesn't think she was doing something wrong. People are telling her that jail time looks real. Girl, wake up, please.
Go to the grocery store and look at a cover of Us Weekly in the past month.
Yeah, or any other magazine. Everyone's covering it like crazy. Go online. Get off Instagram and go online.
Or listen to your lawyers.
Yeah, and our source said that Lori's family is really worried.
Yeah.
Sarah, what are your thoughts? Are you excited that Bella has reactivated her Instagram account?
I really am, and I really need Olivia to post something. Like, it's getting to the point where I don't know.
I'm sick of looking at that.
I might unsubscribe.
You're going into withdrawal.
I really am. I mean, I've been watching old videos. No, I haven't. But I don't know what I think. I think that they should have pled guilty like everybody else, but they already didn't. So now I think they kind of have to put on this front and pretend that they are confident because, I mean, you already sold your fate. Like, you could have taken the plea deal like Felicity and you know, gone with that, but they didn't. So I'm ready for, like, more, like, things to happen. Like, I want to find out. Yeah. Like, I don't know when their next court date is, but I, like, need things to move
on. Not soon enough.
And then I think I saw on TMZ today that he wrote the check, her husband wrote the check, so she might be a little more okay legally
but
than
he is. They had emails from both.
The emails, yeah. The
coach pleading guilty.
Yeah, Olivia's quote-unquote crew coach.
Yeah, right.
Is pleading guilty, so, and cooperating with authorities, so who knows what that crew coach might turn over.
It could be worse for them. Yeah. Mm. Well, before we move on to the next topic, guys, remember last time, I went back to the franchise 25 Things. Uh-huh. This is our long-running franchise in Us Weekly. We have it every issue. And so I wanted to pull out another 25 Things list and have you guys guess who the celebrity is.
If
readers, I'm sure you've seen 25 Things. If you've opened any issue of Us Weekly, we have almost all of them online. You can see we've talked to everyone from Madonna to Michelle Obama. This one I'm pulling.
Not Olivia Jade, but
not
maybe
Olivia
soon.
Jade.
We're still working on that
our
one.
Own,
you can do that interview, Sarah.
Oh my God, thanks.
So last time I pulled it from a Scott Disick issue, and this is a July 27th, 2015, Where's Daddy? Scott's Desperate Spiral issue. That's the cover.
With Penelope Disick as a cover girl.
So was that when he was at the Trump Soho with all those prostitutes? Is that where Daddy was?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, wait, there's photos.
So I'm gonna read from the 25 Things list, and whoever guesses who it is first, please ring in.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
We also need prizes for this.
I know.
Number one.
Fruit
snacks. I know. We do need a prize for this. Next time, don't worry. Okay. Once we get a budget.
subscribe.
Keep dreaming. Number one, I'm an avid Formula One fan.
Oh.
Number two, I have my pilot's license. Number three, I always had terrible stage fright in my early years and needed to keep a bucket right off the stage. Number four, I have a hot rod. It's a 33 Ford with a 327 Chevy engine. Number five, I played football in high school.
Ding, ding, ding. John Travolta.
No, but good guess. We're going to skip number six. Number seven, I love coleslaw.
Ew.
Okay, I'll give you this one. Number eight, I went to acting school with Blythe Danner, had a production company with her late husband, Bruce, and starred in a film with her daughter, Gwyneth Paltrow. Number nine, I am a news and sports junkie when it comes to watching TV. Number 10.
I have no idea.
I know, this one's such a stumper. 25 Things You Don't Know About Who. Number 10, I worked in a gas station and was Mobile Man of the Month when I was 20 years old.
Good for you.
Harrison Ford?
Number 11, I am building a good guess, but no. Number 11, I am building a family-style hotel, Ariel Sands in Bermuda.
Who's been in Gwyneth Paltrow movies?
Number 13, I'm going to skip 12.
We're doing
this. You need help.
Okay, 12. You need help. 12.
You can bleep it.
Ant-Man is the first special effects
Paul
movie.
Rudd.
Oh, Michael Douglas.
Paul Rudd.
Yes! Damn, it was too easy. Yeah. Wow.
Michael Douglas.
Well done. You guys, number 13 was my New York City acting school roommate was Danny DeVito. Number 16 was I am a golf whore. Can you imagine us putting, I don't think we would put whore in someone's. But that's Michael Douglas in 2015.
Wow. Here's a fun fact.
Yes.
I share a birth date with Michael Douglas.
You do?
I do. And Catherine Zeta-Jones.
What day is that?
September 25th.
Oh, wow. My apologies. I didn't know.
As CZJ told me, our family, our parents were making love over the holidays.
That's
a lot to handle.
He has a hot rod and a pilot's license.
He also said he reads at least two newspapers every day, and I think that's just a brag. But let's
move. Subtle flex.
Let's move on to the next topic. This happened last Friday.
Michael Douglas's throat herpes from
No, wait, is that what he said?
No, remember he got the herpes of the throat and said it was performing oral sex.
Gonorrhea.
Who
is this?
Michael Douglas.
Are you sure?
We put it in the magazine.
We did?
Mm. Allegedly.
Wait, Sarah, you're our researcher. Can you look it up? Travis, you look it up as we could.
Oh, that was it.
That's oral sex. Cunnilingus is oral sex, Travis.
Wow, this took a turn.
Okay,
let's move on to the next topic.
Okay.
Danny Amendola and Olivia Culpo.
Oh,
last Friday.
Shade.
So messed up. Okay, so these two got back together.
This was wild.
They got back together in December 2018. Well, we found out about it right after the new year. And then Olivia Culpo and Zed were spotted the first weekend of Coachella, kind of like getting cozy to an Ariana Grande song, which basically who hasn't? And then, so we were like, wait, is she still with Danny? Well, April 19th, he posted a really creepy video of her making pancakes, and he wrote, I believe there should be a boundary. Sarah, you read this.
Oh,
I can't read another Instagram caption today.
This is a really long one.
Okay, just skip over the boring parts, which there aren't that
boring,
many.
Boring, boring, boring. Olivia chooses and wants to be noticed on the internet and in Hollywood to make money, which was hard for me to understand, but quickly had to learn. Whereas the cost of fame in this world doesn't appeal to me. I play ball for one reason, and that's respect in capital letters. The only reason I'm writing this post is because whether I like it or not, we lived in a public eye. Live in the public eye. Some of it was amazing. I've met some of the nicest people from all over the
world. Don't make him sound nice.
And I had amazing times together. This part is nice. Just like any other loving relationship, we fought. A lot of the time it was my fault, because let's be honest, I can be an idiot. But, yep, she effed up a lot too. And if you cross me, I'm a hard mother effer to deal with. The universe brought her and I in together to enjoy love, life, and learn. We celebrated as often as we could, and the sex was effing crazy too.
Oh, Jesus.
She was so
and
mad at me.
He said the full word. Sarah's just like censoring it for your delicate ears.
Yeah. My mom listens to this. She gets so mad at me for not posting her on social media, but I think this shit is sometimes fake, sometimes toxic, but sometimes beautiful.
You kiss your mother with that mouth?
Yeah. You say shit in front of your mom?
Yes. And I felt like she had enough pictures online anyway. Truth is, I have a whole cell phone of funny, embarrassing, sexy IG pics IG would love to have.
Hold on. Hold up. That, to me,
revenge porn.
Is a threat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
That's, it is.
It's like, Robert Kardashian revenge porn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just take a lesson from Robert Kardashian's playbook.
However, living a public image isn't my choice. It's something I've learned to deal with. Reading all these wild stories about her and seeing Olivia with other men, I wanted to personally clear the air. We've been on and off for a long time and not together as of late. But not sure what's in the future, but the only thing I care about is happiness. And if that's dancing with scrawny little F, so be it.
So it's spelled so terribly wrong. Like, if you're going to call someone an insult, at least spell it right. Scrawny.
I'm happy too. With that said, Liv, my beautiful XGF, Providence Finest and Baker's Bay Pancakes. Carry on, IG.
I really don't like the way you made this sound so happy because he's a total jerk. It's bad.
I think I did a great reading.
And then you did a fine reading, but I think you humanized him too much because then he deleted that post and then he posted the next day. People often won't remember what you said. They will remember how you made them feel with a weird picture. And then he also posted that people have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. I don't participate in fake intangibles that consume the public eye. Then he talked about a love triangle gossip. Then he's posted again, fake people have an image to maintain. He just keeps going.
Yeah, he can't stop.
Today he
for
posted
someone who
something,
hates
a
Instagram,
selfie.
He just cannot stop posting.
Who complained about her living in a fishbowl, he can't stop posting. But a source told us that Olivia and Danny had mutually decided to end their relationship in March, and things were fine, and they were getting along, and they had been super close before this. And then all of a sudden she goes, Coachella, there's this video with Zed, and he gets insecure and mad, and our source said he has a bad temper. Well, no shit, and he's also jealous. But this is like really messy.
Yeah, I don't even. It's sort of like what's wrong with like a lot of like guys out there who are dating who like get a little bit of rejection, and then just completely lash out at the person and want to hurt them.
Yeah,
and just because
Zed
has
toxic masculinity.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. And Zed just like he clearly got jealous because Zed has billions more dollars than he does.
Yeah.
Zed has a surprising net worth. It is worth so much money.
I'm sure Danny Amendola has a decent net worth, too.
I mean, Danny
is
Zed's.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's not going to get the royalties that Zed will get.
Right, and it ain't DJ money. Like, he had, like, the residencies, and he was just saw me, like, he's skinny and rich, and
scrawny.
He's like, my sex is scrawny. And he's like, my sexy body and poorness really needs to lash out and show him what a real man is.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It's very, like, yeah. The athlete in him, like, going all ape crazy.
Because I like Olivia Culpo, but this made me like Olivia Culpo more because I was like, well, I feel really badly for her.
I actually didn't really like her, but now I do.
Yeah, because I was like, I knew she, you know, she's the model.
But she's not just every other Instagram. She's just annoying. She does it a little bit too much with the posting of the pizza that she's about to take a bite of, but she never actually takes the
but
bite
But here's what I thought.
And all, like, so she always used to bother me a little bit. But obviously, she's just, you know, she's trying to be relatable. And, you know, sometimes people think that's
but
relatable.
But Sarah, you love IG. She's an influencer. That's what you do. You post with the jeans. You post with the pizza. Post with doing. And she's talented. She plays the cello, I think.
Yeah, she does.
And she was.
Cello or viola?
She plays some stringed instrument.
Really, really pretty.
No, she's gorgeous.
And nice.
Good at being pretty. She takes really good care of herself with hair and makeup.
Yes. Yeah. We've all been there. Gwen, I have a question for you.
Oh.
Queen Letizia.
Queen Letizia, yeah.
Letizia. Please explain to us.
She's the queen of Spain.
We cover her so much.
Our readers are crazy about her. Queen Letizia of Spain, you guys, go to usmagazine.com/stylish and check out her style gallery. She is like the chicest royal of all royals globally. But I wears incredible fashion.
Are you comparing the Queen of Spain to Olivia Colman?
No, I had no idea. This is just the segue before we get to the next topic because I've been thinking about it because I was like, we do a post about Queen Letizia every day, and it must do super well.
It does really
But I
well.
Was like, who's this woman? I looked her up. 46 years old.
Yes.
Wife of King Felipe
VI. That's right.
She came from a middle-class family. Mm-hmm. She was a journalist and a news anchor at CNN Plus.
She was a commoner.
Yes. Huh. Which
and
people
love.
And
if you look at when the King and Queen of Spain made their state visit to the United States, there are many pictures. This is when we first kind of got turned on and when I think the American market got turned on to Queen Letizia. You can see photos of her with Melania where you're kind of like, oh, there's Melania for hire. And then here's like a real chic, fabulous woman. Like she just looks so unbelievably chic and her outfits are always amazing. And she's very like cool and down to earth and relatable. And I think that's why people really love her.
Yeah, but check it out. You can see tons of beautiful pictures of Queen Letizia in all kinds of incredible outfits on Stylish.
And probably
on
Olivia
our website.
Culpo.
And you'll see a little Olivia Culpo.
Oh, there's tons
there
of, Olivia of Olivia Culpo. There's even, she taught me how to groom my brows.
Olivia
did? It's a really good
post. And it's a great story.
I need that.
It's a really, I legitimately love that post.
Yeah, it was
think
a really
about
good
it when
one.
I do my brows.
She told me, I mean, here's like, it was a crazy tip. Mm-hmm. And there are more crazy tips if you go to Stylish and meet it. But she told me, are you ready? She told me to use Elmer's glue.
Ratchet.
Like a drag queen. Like a drag queen.
Yes, that's how you keep your brows in shape.
That's what
Elmer's
drag queens
glue.
Do.
I need to find a good eyebrow threader.
Like,
but
like a glue stick.
Yeah. No, that's a pro tip.
Really, really cool. So I love Olivia Culpo.
That is
she's
drag.
Very, drag.
She's very pretty.
She stole it from a drag queen.
Yeah.
But before we go and talk to Teddy Mellencamp, we have one final story, another Real Housewives story. Gia Giudice has kicked off this petition to stop.
Which I have signed. Sarah Herron has signed.
Okay, Sarah, can I finish introducing the segment before we get to the personal reactions to it?
No.
Gia Giudice, she is begging.
I won't stop getting emails from change.org.
She's begging. That's what happened. She's begging people to sign this petition to get Donald Trump to pardon her dad, Joe Giudice, who a court has ordered to be deported. Teresa, his wife, and star Real Housewives of New Jersey, said previously on The Reunion she would divorce Joe if he did get deported from to Italy, and now it looks like it's going to happen. Travis, will you sign the petition?
I will not. I will not. I mean, I feel so bad not signing because I don't want to keep a dad away from his four daughters, but I just, something rums me the wrong way about all of this.
Mm-hmm. Wait, sorry. Can I just click the petition to see what we're up to? We are at over 33,000. And the most recent person who had signed it was Marty Caffrey.
Wow.
Danielle Staub's ex-husband when I clicked.
Wow.
Well, here's the thing. Danielle Staub, Jennifer Iden, and Teresa all shared this on their Insta stories.
Yeah.
This is, I guess, the
As
last.
As did Melania Giudice.
Of course she did.
The most important Giudice.
Melania.
This is the
Melania
last.
Is the best Giudice.
Help Melania. Sign the petition.
You mean recording artist Melania Giudice?
Absolutely recording artist.
I don't want to grow up.
No. One more time, no. But this petition, which is getting a lot of support, their last desperate attempt. Gwen, will you sign this petition to get Trump to pardon
Juicy
Joe Giudice?
No.
Okay, and you can elaborate on that.
No,
or you can,
I mean, here's the thing. It's like they were really dirty.
Yeah, but
like,
he did his time. Yeah. 41 months in
Listen,
prison.
Listen, sister,
do you
yes,
know what
but
he
like,
did?
He's getting deported. Like, wasn't it tax evasion?
No, he did the Jersey thing, the borrowing from Paul to pay Steve, where he scammed people out of $40 million of mortgage, wire, and bank fraud.
Yeah, no, but boy, bye.
Yeah,
like,
thank
he's
you.
Getting deported.
So many lives.
I'm not signing that.
And Sarah, why did you sign the petition?
Because I feel bad for the daughters.
Okay.
I watched the show
well,
forever.
You know who
she's 18
you
years
know
old. She's getting ready to go to college. This poor girl. She's got these young, I mean, Teresa is, I feel like not really, I mean, I'm sure personally they're all addressing this, but Teresa's been pretty quiet about all of this publicly.
Yeah.
And it took Gia to start this petition for Teresa to even comment and respond.
And that's I so asked Teresa in December if she had asked the president because, of course,
she was on Celebrity Apprentice.
She was on Celebrity Apprentice. And she, like, made it sort of far. And they had, like, sort of a weird good relationship. But she said she hadn't asked yet. And that was, like, a rumor.
I mean, listen, I also don't know if Teresa and Joe are meant to be together. I think Teresa should probably leave him regardless because she deserves better. And this whole mess was his fault, and she, you know, could do better. However, I don't think that, I think once you do your time, he's been in the country since he was 1 year old. He should be on very strict probation. and a lot, maybe some other things, but I don't think he should have to go to back to Italy.
Oh, Sarah, I find it so refreshing that you have the wrong perspective on this. I
really like
that.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, here's what I think. No, I will not sign the petition. This is someone who, Teresa and her kids, all are very pro-Trump, and this is the policy they wanted with this administration. There are families that do not have a lot of money and do not have a public platform that are being ripped apart by this administration's policies
every day. Kim Kardashian can't save everyone.
And Joe, I don't think, is the top of our priority list. I think there are a lot of people that would need
him. That's true. I don't necessarily think he's the top of the priority list.
Maybe you should have talked to me before you just threw your signature on anything willy-nilly.
No, I don't mind signing it. I do need to opt out of the change.org.com emails I'm now subscribe to, but I don't regret it.
Okay, well, you know,
I also don't think it's gonna work.
Speaking of no regrets, we are going to say goodbye to Gwen and Travis.
He's keeping me around, you guys.
We are welcoming Teddy Mellencamp from Real Houses of Beverly Hills. Yay. Bye, Travis. Bye, Gwen.
Bye, guys.
Former Mr. Chow and play Teddy Mellencamp.
And now we're here with Teddy Mellencamp. Teddy, thank you for joining us.
Ah, thank you for having me.
The only.
Yes, of course. Ooh. We're actually so excited to talk about the season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Are you excited to talk about this season?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. Feel pretty good.
How many times have you heard the word Puppygate in the last 6 months?
Ugh, so many times. I've never been more over something in my life, but, you know.
But here's the thing. I thought fans would be very over it, too, because if you look at social media, people are like, oh, my gosh, I'm confused. But ratings are so good. The last 2 weeks, they've been the highest this season.
I mean, they're living for Puppygate. I'm sorry, Lucy Applejuice is living her best life.
She is.
She's influencing. She's got Instagram accounts. Yeah. I saw her new owners in People magazine.
Oh my God.
Like, what is happening?
Like, wait a minute, they're getting a spread?
Right.
That's so crazy.
Talk about spinoffs. Lucy Applejuice.
Lucy has, you know, she has good things coming towards her.
She sure does. And even when people threatened, like, oh, we're going to boycott the show, they're ganging up on LVP. No, people are still tuning in.
They can say whatever they want.
They're watching.
I mean, Twitter is like next level, but I kind of think in the real world or even in Instagram, it's a little less aggressive.
Okay. That's good to know.
Very fair.
Talk to us about Puppygate and the latest.
Okay.
Because this all, what we're watching now on the show is how long ago was that filmed?
That's months ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's months ago. I mean, it feels like it's like, this is the show that never ends.
Yeah.
Like, it's never ending. So it's really hard to keep track of timing.
Yeah.
But I mean, we were starting to wear jackets.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out of summer at this point. I think it's probably September-ish.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And obviously the fight with Lisa and Kyle, it was sort of what stopped communication with those two. And you stopped talking to her before that, right? Or she stopped talking to you.
Well, I said what I needed to say at Camille's birthday to Lisa.
Oh, yes, you did.
And then I kind of felt like I didn't really have anything else to say. And then her and I spoke cordially at Denise's wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like nothing was the problem.
Yeah, which I knew would happen. You know, I knew both of us could, like, we can coexist in this group.
Yeah.
Neither of us are looking for anything else in a relationship from one another. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then once Kyle and she got into it, then we didn't hear from her again.
And watching that, because I'm sure obviously you heard about it from Kyle and it kind of took on this whole life of its own, goodbye, Kyle. But watching that for you as someone who's close with Kyle, how was that? Like with Ken getting in her face a little bit, like was that hard for you guys to watch? Was it even worse than you thought when she was explaining it to you?
I mean, it was hard to hear back because I know Kyle and Kyle is such a good person and she really isn't trying to hurt Lisa in this moment. She's trying to actually help Lisa because she knows it's something that everybody was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she was trying to say, I would rather go and talk to you on my own before you come into the group and have to have this big conversation.
Yeah.
So for Ken to have such a big reaction made me a little bit uncomfortable. And, you know, I think Kyle did what she needed to do by making a joke of the goodbye, Kyle. Because
I love that.
That's what makes light of
people.
It. Yeah.
People were furious.
Like, people want to be angry about everything. But if she was, you know, making a big deal about it and being emotional and being more of a victim, then people would be upset about that as well.
Right.
So it's like her way of handling it or, you know, is by laughing.
Do you think Kyle, if she really had good intentions in the situation, should have talked to Lisa off camera? Or is that just not a possibility?
We're not supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where it gets tricky.
Right. If you want to have a heart to heart. We have the cameras rolling, baby.
You're on the TV show. We all know what we signed up for.
Exactly.
So that's, you know.
Yeah. But have you tried to reach LVP at all?
I do. I sent her a text which you'll see on tonight's episode, which you saw on last night's episode, that just said, hey, I know you and I will never come to any agreement on anything, but I'm, you know, fine to coexist in this group and you're welcome to, you know, like I invited her to, like, just kind of to open it up.
Yeah.
Right. Because here's the thing, whether I want a relationship with her or not, mm-hmm. I'm not in a position where I want to make her feel like she's not welcome.
Yes.
That's kind of you.
And Lisa Rinna did the same thing. She said on the episode that she invited her to the dinner with her mom and she didn't come. Kyle invited her to Camille's shower and she didn't come.
Well, this is the beginning of a trend. Then she's invited to blankety blank. She's invited to Camille's wedding. She just doesn't show up to anything.
Yeah. And so I think she's made it pretty clear, you know, where she stands.
Right. But is that the last time you tried to contact her, that text?
Yes. At this point, I'm completely moved on. I'm not interested in trying to rehash any old conversations with her. And, you know, I haven't spoken to her. She seems active on Twitter, though.
I was going to say, I saw your Instagram story a few days ago. It called out the tweet that Lisa said something about pigs in the Bahamas and wasn't the nicest thing I've seen on Twitter recently. And you screenshotted it and said, what is this?
I was just like, here's the thing. You can't say in one side of your mouth, like, be nice to everybody. And then on the other side of your mouth.
That's your best LVP accent?
I stopped myself. Did you see I started the accent and then I reeled it in? And I was like, stop it. I was like, don't do the accent. But yeah, so when one side of your mouth say, you know, that's not something I want. And then hashtag RHOBH mean girls. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. Like, and here's the truth. And kind of the last thing I need to even say about her. Mm-hmm. Anything I ever have said to her about her has all been to her face. Mm-hmm. There has been nothing that I've been secretive about when it comes to LVP. I've mm-hmm. said right to her face how I felt.
Yeah.
Anything she said about me, she said in a confessional or behind my back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's a definite way of
addressing. I feel like the Housewives are keeping blogs alive. Like, the only time I ever need to go read a blog is when it's on BravoTV.com. Like, you guys are, like, keeping
the
blogs
happening. I love my blog. Like, I love blogging.
I'm glad you take yours seriously, too, because not everyone does. Sometimes they're just, like, recapping the episode. I'm like, that's not what these are here for. This is supposed to be, like, the juice that then we tear into.
Well, because for me, that's the one place that I can fully say how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you want to hear it or not. It's for me. It's, like, cathartic.
Yeah, that's good. Wow, that's...
Can we talk about Camille a little bit? Mm-hmm. Because she's kind of...
wait, you guys can't see, but that was a mm-hmm with her lips closed. Because she's kind of, were you going to say problematic?
Controversial.
Or problematic, controversial depends Camille. On
well,
who
just
you
because
ask.
Obviously we've seen in the beginning of the season, you know, you guys have had, you know, everyone's had issues with her, I feel like, in different times over the past couple years. But this season, you know, she's saying some not so nice things about Dorit, and then Dorit walks in the room, and she's like, oh, it's my best friend Dorit. And then we also saw that with Denise in one of the trailers. It looked like they were going at it about something. So.
She talks a ton of smack about LVP in her teeth.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, I'm sorry.
And then she's at the Vegas opening.
Yeah. She talks about how LVP is sort of, you know, works both ways, or she's sneaky and then she's super friendly to her. But yeah, she did trash talk Dorit, and she was like, oh, I want all these people to be at my wedding. And Lisa Rinna's like, what the hell?
It doesn't make any sense. And she's trash talking me as well. Yeah. I didn't know that I had a problem with her. Like, I knew that dinner was uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those things where, like, okay, we have different opinions on something, but I can just let it lie. And then what followed it, I was like, okay, oh, no, she has a real problem with me. But I didn't know she had a real problem with me until after her wedding. And I was mm-hmm. like, why did I waste my time going?
Mm-mm. Do you think the tears that she had after that dinner were fake or real?
I think they were real tears, but I think they were panic tears because, mm-hmm. like, oh, I really stepped in it.
I was like, wait, what are you crying about?
I think she was crying because, like, wow, that really, she was really passionate about it.
Got right, heated, reflect
and
on what
it got
you're
heated
defending
and,
on.
And, you know, I think all of us had a big reaction because it was one of those, it was so current in the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, I'm not a political person. I don't want to talk politics. For me, it was just about saying, like, a woman's right to be heard. And it's not because, it doesn't mean it didn't happen to somebody if they didn't tell their best friend right away.
Right. That was a very strange rationale.
Like, I was like, what? And I was like, so lucky that I was sick that day and, like, on cold medicine because I was, like, slow to the punch. I was like, pull it together. Like,
Lisa Rinna did it for you guys.
Yeah, you could see my eyes reacting, but I really, like, was, but I'm grateful for that.
Do you think the veterans, like Camille or Kyle or LVP, are able to say things and get away with them because they've been on the show for so long?
No, I think that people see what they want to see in every single person on the show.
Okay.
You know, I think that, but if you're a fan of Camila, you're a fan of LVP, you're a fan of Kyle, you're a fan regardless.
Yeah.
And so you're going to love it, the good. And I mean, that's actually people as well. Like, I don't, right. you know, dislike my friends because they do one thing that I just, you know, that bothered me.
Sure. Some people do, but yeah. no, you're a little bit more rational.
Right. So I think that's really how the fans are. And, you know, you have your diehards and you have the ones that say like, oh, I love you to be nice or I love you to be this. But then they're like, yes, I love when you get crazy, you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Were you surprised that LVP so quickly appeared to accept the apology from Camille? It's so strange. Camille went on a very aggressive appearance-based attack when she was talking about the teeth and the gums and all that.
I mean, to me, it wasn't just the appearance. When she brought up the breath, that's where I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I had Greek salad, by the way. So if you're getting some woe right now with a hint of mint, that's my lunch.
I just had a cough drop, so I'm on point right now. Oh, my God. But that's where it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But then, it makes sense, doesn't it?
I'm not a dental hygienist.
No, right? I didn't mean it made sense with the breath. I meant it made sense that she forgave her quickly.
She's saying she needs an ally, not that she's bad breath.
She needs an ally.
Yes, oh, my gosh. No,
she's English. I was like...
No,
all cleared up, everyone.
No, it's cleared up. No,
Tony did not slam anyone's breath.
No.
I was saying it makes sense that they are fine now because it's convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before we move on from Lisa and we will, you know, stop talking about her, do you think she's going to show up to the reunion?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
I want her to, for my selfish reasons.
Do you think that because she didn't... Okay, well, if we're going to get rid of the Lisa LVP topic, I have to burn through a couple others. Do you think...
Last one.
Oh, come on, Teddy.
Last one.
Do you think that she should be fired or retire?
Oh, wow. What, those are the two options?
Neither. I don't... To be honest, I'm very indifferent about it all.
Okay.
She's very good at what she does, so I'm sure whatever happens will happen.
I had to say fire or retire to pin her into a corner.
I know, you did. That was nice.
You want to play hardball with me, I'll play hardball with you, Missy.
Well, that was your last question.
I know.
Sorry about your luck.
Okay. Moving on. Kyle, your relationship with her, it seems to cause a little friction with the other ladies. Why is that?
I don't know if it causes friction with the other ladies, but we're really close. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless if we're filming the show or not, like, she's one of my very best friends. She's one of, like, you know those friendships that you have that just feel effortless?
Mm-hmm.
And we can call each other and be upset or happy or whatever it is, and we're going to be a straight shooter with one another. And, you know, I think that shows.
Yeah, it definitely does.
But I feel very grateful for my relationship with Kyle, and I'm also grateful that my relationship with some of the other women have grown as well.
Like who?
Well, like Lisa Rinna and Erica and even Dorit. I mean, I think that we have our issues. We're different types of communicators. But last year, I didn't really know anybody.
Yeah.
And so I came in, and I really was, like, looking around. Like, what do I do? Like, I really was stuck in my own head.
Yeah.
It wasn't that I'm a quiet person. I'm kind of a loud mouth know-it-all. But I was just in a place where I didn't know anything about anybody. And I'd never watched the show, and I wanted to make my own opinions. I didn't want to go off what I had heard from other people. So I was like, I'm going to go in. I'm going to just sit. I'm going to sit chilly for a little bit.
Yeah.
Until I actually feel something. Now I feel some things.
That would be so hard to not watch the show. Oh, my God.
Well, now I watch it.
No, I think it's better because sometimes people come on and they're super fans.
But going into it, I hadn't watched it. I don't know that I would have said yes if I had watched it.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills had some dark early seasons.
Yeah. I mean, now I've gone back and done some research. Not all the research, but after this year, I was like, I need to watch it.
Yeah, you're like, who's Taylor Armstrong? And what's this whole
thing?
What is
happening?
And the Kim Richards of it all? Oh, my gosh.
But now that you have your bearings and you're more vocal, you get probably more flack on social. Is any of that hard to deal with? Or any of the things people say, like, you're just like, I can't deal with this anymore? Or does any of it get under your skin?
Of course it does. Anybody that says, like, I don't care about anything, nothing bothers me, I never look. It's like, really? Okay. Great. Good for you. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I try my hardest. But the way that I handle it, I'm just very open and vulnerable about it. Like, I say, like, listen, guys, like, I'm doing the best I can. I make mistakes. I laugh at myself. Anything that you could make fun of me about, I've already done it to myself. Like,
helps.
I can assure you, like, I know I talk like a baby T-Rex with my hands. I know I have, like, deadpan in my delivery. Like, I am my world's biggest critic and like to make light of it. But where it starts to hurt me is if people start bringing up my family or the kids or anything like that. And it's like, here's the thing. The one thing I'm very, very proud of is, like, I know I'm a really great mom. And I know that, like, it's the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. So, like, just that's sacred to me.
Right. Yeah. And just your kids are on the show, but, like, in the background. You're not, the drama has nothing to do with your kids.
Yeah, except on last night's episode, my son's, like, throwing a fit a little bit.
Oh. I mean, a lot. God forbid.
But I asked him, I watched the episode back, and I don't let him watch the show, but I let him watch the little clip, and I go, buddy, you're never normally, like, this out of control. What was happening? He goes, Mom, I'm on a TV show.
Oh, no!
I go, Cruz. And he goes, what? It's funny. And I go, hold on. I'm confused. Like, he's four.
Yeah, you're
how
like,
does he know this?
No. You were like, I've created a monster.
I was like, no, you didn't just say, Mom, I'm on a TV show.
You should say, son, I'm the reason you're on that TV show.
I was like, buddy, that was a lot. Like, you were, like, pounding your hand, like, on the grass, like, outside having a fall. And he was like, it was funny.
Oh,
and I was like,
my
wow.
God.
And my husband's like, oh no.
That's so.
Well, he told me his goal in life is to make people laugh. I'm aww. Like, well, can you do it by jokes then next time?
It's not at my expense. Are you like a mom who's out of control?
Yeah.
Wow.
Does your husband like being on the show?
I mean, he likes supporting me, but it's not something he, like...
They shouldn't like it too much. That's usually...
Yeah.
He knows well enough. I mean, we also have a little bit of, like, a code. Like, I don't want my husband to get involved in any drama with the women.
None of the husbands do that.
Oh,
who are you talking
about?
But who are you talking about specifically?
You may be able to guess, but yeah. I will be at dinner and I could see him, like, because if somebody's coming at your wife, there's definitely those moments, but I'll just, like, put my foot, like, as you would if you were on a double date with somebody mm-hmm. that's making you uncomfortable, not on a TV mm-hmm. show, where you just, like, put your foot on your spouse and you're just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, let's reel mm-hmm, that right in, mm-hmm, buddy. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do.
PK.
PK
is the one who really gets in it and will argue with the other women.
Most recently, yeah.
Yes.
You know, here's
last
the thing.
Last night's episode, I know he does.
With Kyle.
He goes with it. He goes at it with Kyle. And I'm like, that's,
and
buddy,
he pulled
that's
the British humor thing. Yeah.
I mean, PK
himself.
Was a little messy last night. And here's the thing. I do really like PK. I think PK's funny. I enjoy being around PK. I think he stepped in it last night because he had a conversation with Ken, and he was in one of those, like, mm-hmm. sink or swim moments.
Was he bragging about the conversation with
I
Ken?
Don't
that was
know.
Weird
a
to
little.
Me. I was like, all these women are in the middle of, like, a really horrible, horrible fight. Your wife is crying about it all the time, saying she's getting death threats and she's scared for her kids, but you're, like, making fun of it.
So I think in his way, he knew it would ruffle some feathers, but I think that's what he likes to do a little bit. But I don't think he's malicious.
Okay.
And here's the thing. I've had, like, direct conversations with PK before, like, you know, this has bothered me. And he's like, I'm sorry, you're right, or blah, blah. You know, like, he's a stand-up guy.
Okay.
So even though he can be a little messy, you know, or the British humor of it all.
The British humor of it all. It's like its own character on Beverly Hills.
Well, I know. And LVP has always tried to
that.
But she always does that whole thing. Why do you think people watching, especially on social media, give Dorit such a hard time?
I don't know. I truly think...
Because you had issues with her last season.
Dorit and I aren't the world's best communicators when we're having issues. Mm-hmm. So... You know, I think that was my issue with her, was just that we would talk ourselves in circles.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, no, this is how I feel, you know, and she is very, we don't see eye to eye when we're having an actual mm-hmm. issue. But mm-hmm. most of the issues don't really mean anything. There's not really anything to come of it. And I'm starting to understand that. And she's funny, and she doesn't take herself as seriously as she appears to on TV. Like, she's
interesting.
She's lighthearted.
Is that what you think? Because my original question, and then I pivoted, was why do you think people, fans, give her so much crap, basically, and are so hard on her?
Maybe
do you think it's because it seems
way.
Like she takes herself so seriously?
Yeah, I think it seems like that a little bit more than she actually does. Like, she'll have, like, a go at herself, and she's self-deprecating, and she's funny, and you know, she's a good person. Deep down, like, she's the person that'll reach out and say, you know, like, she'll realize that it's your son's birthday or blah blah blah. You know, she's a kind person.
Because I like the super labels. I like the...
Oh, same.
The, oh, the Beverly Hills.
Really,
and everything. I wish people would give her a little bit more of a chance.
I think so, too.
Because,
and I think she's great for the show, which is, like, what I think sometimes people get a little too... take everything a little too personally and have to remember, like, yeah, these are real people and it's a reality show, but we're watching a show.
And you do,
like,
want someone who's flashy.
Of course.
And, who's, like,
and if
over
we
the
were
top.
All the same, that is so boring. You know, and they say, if we were all the same, down-home chicks, blah, 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 then what are you watching this show for?
Yeah.
We're in Beverly Hills.
We're in Beverly Hills. You've got to see all different dynamics.
Or spread all over LA. Yeah. But
we're Beverly Hills
adjacent. Yeah, yeah. We spend half the time in cars getting to places, but that's part of the fun.
We eat lunch in Beverly Hills. That's it.
I love spending time in my cars.
Well, before we let you go, teases for the rest of the season.
Wait. I have one more question before we even get to teases.
Okay. I'm just trying to follow the time limit I was given.
Time limit, because we need to talk about Denise Richards.
I love Denise.
Spent half an episode talking about her husband's. The word she used, I think, was penis, or she might have also said dick. But
there is so much more to come in Denise's talk.
Did you see the photo she just posted?
Wait, have you seen the husband's penis?
Everyone saw it on Instagram.
Yeah.
But you have not seen, like, she hasn't showed you a picture. All that
not interested. I'm sorry.
That's a Vanderpump Rules storyline, not a Beverly Hills storyline.
Also, if someone's going to talk about it that much, I'm like, Denise, are you lying? Just, like, pump us up or make us jealous? Like, just show us what
you're... Believe me, like, I'm fine with just getting her word for it.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine.
He is really handsome. Yeah, he is.
Also, like, for all the people that go to his practice, he had sex with her in their practice, like, the first time. I'm like, what the heck? Are people like, I'm going to go there, too?
For teases, like, you guys need to keep watching because the stories are... next level. They keep coming.
Yeah, there's that little clip where he's like, oh, I might have kids out there. And she...
Oh, that's not even...
Oh, okay.
No, that's not... Not in a dramatic way, in like a mouth-dropping way.
Yeah, I thought that I would be annoyed that Charlie Sheen wasn't on the show, but I'm quite satisfied with her hot husband being on the show.
I like him.
You know,
him.
She's a lot of fun, and she also, like... She's so late. I'm so type A, like the most type A, like structured human being. And she's always like, yeah, whatever, it is what it is. Like, it's such a fun dynamic to be around because I'm like, why can't I just have like an ounce of chill?
I mean, she literally had to have her wedding dress.
She's right very
she's
chill.
Walking down the
like,
aisle.
She's so chill.
I'm like, I am not even that chill, like taking a shower.
Yeah.
Like, I am such a...
She's chill, but then we see that Camille ruffles her feathers.
Yes.
I'm so excited for that Halloween party.
Is that the Halloween party? No, it's after. I think it's after. Yes, I know it's after.
Wait, and before we get to teases, a question about Kim Richards. Because you're so close to Kyle, do you know better than to tangle with Kim Richards? Because so many other housewives have erred on that front.
Well, I met her for a second at that Lois dinner.
Which was crazy.
Just
that
like
they were
walking
all there.
Out. I was just like, hi. And then the first time I was ever actually with her, like spending time with her, was at the Halloween. And no, I mean, she is for sure a straight shooter.
Sheesh. Did you watch the past episodes? Have you watched some that are
not
starring
all, but
Kim?
I watched some past reunions. Mm. And I was like,
with some bunnies, maybe?
Yeah.
There's some action there. But she was really nice to you. And she's so funny. You know, like, she also has an amazing sense of humor, but I wouldn't want to mess with her.
No, she's not the one to mess with. Okay, so.
I'm good on that one.
But I'm happy to have her back, even if it's in small doses.
Yeah,
I think there's so much to explore
the
there
tease,
with
it. Seeing her in the restaurant last week, I was like, oh.
And her and Rena just going,
give me more.
Mic her up.
They just went right past each other.
Yeah,
Rena
and I was like,
Kim.
She doesn't have the energy. Well, she has the energy for that, but.
It was a bad night.
Her mom was there.
It was an emotionally charged evening already.
Okay, that's true.
She was celebrating her mom. That got brushed over a little bit.
I know.
I was like, I gave her mom plum wine, her favorite. That was never shown.
Oh, no. You cut that out. Put that
I'm
in
like,
at least.
That was really amazing television right there.
Remember they'll put it on like that little episode
never,
they do.
Yeah, the like secrets revealed things that they do.
Like footage you haven't seen that we
But we did see Denise Richards decline drinking at all because she couldn't get tequila, which I loved from that.
Yeah, I've only seen. Seen her drink tequila neat and one kind, like I think she's Reposado.
Wow,
she can do that. She's so cool.
She is. Okay, go ahead with your teases. What else do you want to know about?
No,
this
I well the Halloween party. Just like in one word, like what can you tell me about this Halloween party? Because I'm so excited.
I mean, it was called Farrahween.
Oh right, Kyle's daughter Farrah.
I think my birthday was like show up to Teddy's party like written on a post-it. Like there was no like holiday with my name in it.
I know.
My poor self.
It's such goals to
get. And the Rena Erica Jane outfit.
I mean, it was the worst. When Rena showed up, I thought she was Fergie.
Oh my God. Hey, two pop star queens.
Because I didn't know that particular outfit. I'm like, is she Fergie? And everyone's like, you're such. Honestly, I was like, I'm with it now.
You're like, I'm sorry. I'm friends with Erica Girardi, not Erica Jane.
Oh, you're friends with both.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, that party looks incredible. And your relationship with Erica Jane seems really good this season, too.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun together. I think you see all of us go through some ups and downs this year, just really getting to know each other and getting to the place where we're all comfortable. Mm-hmm. We're in a different place now where we're actually really sharing ourselves mm-hmm. with each other. I mean, I'm not looking forward to some of that that's coming up on one of our trips about myself, but...
Oh, is France a little bumpy yeah. for Teddy? Oh.
Yeah. Wait, is this France where you guys were all like doing your own hair and makeup and then it's...
Yeah, no glam squad yeah. France.
Wow.
No sleep.
Roughing it in France.
In the castle.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I was like, it's where the wine tasting.
Okay. Oh, no. That's so
oh, the wine tasting.
That became of course a problem.
It Blame it on the wine. It's fine.
Oh, I could, but I just don't have that much recollection.
Oh. I'm excited. Yeah. That's a tease.
Yeah.
Teddy blacked out. She doesn't even know. We'll have to all watch it together.
She didn't say blacked out. She could have been just like crying or she could have been trying to.
I think I had all the emotions.
Oh,
it was one of those nights.
I love drunk tears.
Traveling, wine, that does it to you.
Yep.
Wait, quick question. Do you watch any of the other Housewives?
I do. I watch Potomac.
Okay, wow.
And I watch Dallas.
Wow.
I love Dallas.
These are new addictions.
Newer ones.
After I had started Housewives, those were the ones airing.
Okay.
Right.
So I was like, I'm in it on that.
Wow. I love Dallas.
I really love Dallas.
Wait, are you going to Leon's wedding? No.
No. I love watching the show. I've met her once. That would be almost as awkward as it being invited to Camille's.
Hey, it's happened before.
We met once and did an Insta story. Am I invited to the wedding?
She
is pretty amazing.
Yeah, she probably would have you.
Well, Teddy, thank you so much.
Thank you
for joining
us.
Follow Teddy on Instagram at Teddy Mellencamp.
Yes.
And All In by Teddy.
Go all in.
I almost go all in every day watching you work out, and then I just don't. But you get me as close as I can.
Start sliding into my DMs.
I'm so close, but I just gotta keep watching. Thank you so much, everyone. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills airs on Bravo Tuesdays at 9.
Yes, it does. Keep watching. Thank you, Teddy.
Thanks.
Bye bye. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us, for joining Gwen, Travis, Teddy, Sarah, and me for this edition of the Hot Hollywood Podcast. It's been great. If you have any questions, any concerns, any burning desires, anything you want us to talk about next week, let us know in the comments. You can tweet us. You can Instagram us. Please subscribe and come back.
Leave a review. 5 stars.
Yes. 5 stars only. Hello.
Hello. Like follow me on Instagram @SarahHerron.
Yeah. And I'm Mr. Brody Brown. And we will see you next week.